It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast. We have been focusing very heavily lately on getting exactly what you want by getting your energy and vibration in the right space. We're going to continue with that in kind of a different vein today. We're talking about the chakras. Now, for those of you who don't have an understanding of what chakras are, they are energy centers according to Eastern philosophy and Eastern medicine. And whether you buy them literally or as part of your general energy field, whether you believe they're on the body or as, like I say, part of the aura, that's really up to you. I have found, however, that clearing and cleaning the chakras on my clients at times just opens up their energy field, increases their vibration, and they begin attracting all the things that they really want. Think about this. If you are, we'll say, for example, if you're a young man and you've been in a relationship for a few years with a woman, and all of a sudden, she's decided for no apparent reason that she just doesn't want the relationship anymore. Something has changed. Something has shifted in her vibrational energy field and yours. And so oftentimes people try to get back together with the same energy field that caused the breakup. What is important is to get back together, to give it a try, to get back together with a energy field that is either new or higher vibrational, or better yet, the same energy vibration that you had when you fell in love in the first place. So all of a sudden, we have this new romance starting again, and it happens all the time. So having control of your energy field is important, and clearing or cleaning the chakras is absolutely essential. Here are some things. We're going to talk about some of the physical things. Let's start with the root chakra. This is the base of the spine. If you have problems with your legs or your feet or your rectum or tailbone, perhaps you've been having immune problems or, gentlemen, male reproductive problems, or even the prostate gland has been swollen. These are all symptoms and signs of a clogged or congested root chakra. By clearing that chakra, oftentimes, you know, you will notice problems in your physical body begin to change as you've taken action on the subtle body. Okay? So that's just the physical part, but let's take a look at the emotional part. You know, our basic needs for survival. Money. Do you have money issues? Do you have shelter issues and food issues? Are you surrounded by negativity? Do you have the ability, or I should say the inability, to provide for yourself and your family the kind of financial freedom that you want and desire? Oftentimes, you know, and you've tried all the positive thinking and you've tried the affirmations and everything else, but it's just not working for you. Oftentimes there's a problem in the energy field, and it can be found in the root chakra. So I gave you some of the physical problems, gave you some of the emotional problems or life problems. Let's move up to the sacral chakra. And this is right below the belly button, generally about 2 fingers or a couple of inches below the belly button. This particular chakra, if you're having problems sexually or reproductive issues, you know, many years ago I worked with a couple and I focused on this particular chakra in cleaning it and clearing it over a period of time. And along with some other vibrational work that I did for them, they were able to conceive and have a child right away. So, you know, there's some good things that can happen there. By the way, I always want to suggest and recommend that clearing the chakras and cleaning them is not a replacement for seeing your doctor, getting medical treatment from your doctor or healthcare professional. You always want to take care of that, but clearing and cleaning the chakras can be a wonderful way of supplementing. You know, integrative healthcare is the key of the future. Learning how to manage the energy centers on our body along with good medical treatment as well. So let's continue on with that. Some of the other areas besides the sexual areas are the kidneys. If there's some kidney problems, hips, pelvic area. How many of you have lower back pain on a regular basis? And yes, you may be doing some kind of work that causes this lower back pain. But the sacral chakra can oftentimes, when it's out of balance or clogged or not functioning properly, that can be one of the reasons. Also, let's take a look at some of the emotional things that go in to this chakra. And if you're having any of these conditions, we might want to clear or clean the chakra. Sexual energy, honors, kind of personal power. Those are all important. Creativity. Are you having trouble just enjoying life? Pleasure. Are you having problems with betrayal? Have you been betrayed over and over and over again by different people? Maybe that's a chronic condition, a chronic congestion of the sacral chakra. And then, of course, addiction. Addiction is a real problem, should receive medical attention right away, but having your energy feel totally cleaned, particularly the second chakra, is absolutely essential. Next on our list is the solar plexus chakra. And this is a really important chakra that affects high blood pressure or diabetes or stomach ulcers, pancreas, gallbladder issues, colon disease, digestive issues, liver dysfunction, chronic fatigue syndrome, and of course, ulcers as well. And of course, with all of these are serious medical conditions. You're going to want to see your healthcare professional and receive treatment there, but you also want to get that chakra cleared and cleaned on a regular basis, because when that energy is flowing properly, it gives your body a better chance to restore itself, to heal itself, and to provide the kind of functions that your body can provide. Now, on an energetic level, we have personal power. The solar plexus is kind of the seed of personal power and self-esteem. And so a lot of times when I'm working with people who have all the smarts, they have everything they need to be very successful, very wealthy, very rich, oftentimes they have problems with self-esteem. So we go right back to the solar plexus. That's the key. Cleaning that solar plexus is essential. Fear of rejection. You sales folk out there, if you're a salesperson, you need to have your solar plexus cleaned and charged on a regular basis. Do you have fear of criticism or Do you have problems with your physical appearance? Getting the solar plexus cleaned, charged, and invigorated on a regular basis is absolutely essential. We're going to go on to the heart chakra now next, but first, I want to let you know that Rachel Haas and myself, we have created, based on over 30 years of my experience, we have created an absolutely marvelous program for you to clean and clear your own chakras. No longer do you have to go to a guru. No longer do you have to put on the YouTube video. No longer do you have to do all of this kind of stuff. You can simply listen to the program. Let the program guide you and then go through each chakra, starting at the root chakra all the way up to the top of the head, you know, to the first chakra. So it's helpful, but it's empowering. I am telling you that if you clean your chakras and you do this program, within 3 days, you will notice the difference in your body. You will notice the difference in your emotions. You will notice the difference in your energy field. So you can get this program at my website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and download it. And, you know, it's only a few bucks. You can start clearing your chakras right away. And that puts you in a cleaner, higher vibrational place to attract the life that you really want and deserve. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible. Obtain health and vitality. Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
The fourth chakra is located at the heart, and here we have problems in this chakra that lead to asthma, heart disease, lung disease, issues with the breasts or lymphatic system, the upper back, the shoulders, the arms, and even the wrists can be at risk with the heart chakra clogged or weakened. Some of the emotional problems and energetic problems that go along with the heart chakra are jealousy, abandonment, anger, bitterness, and fear of loneliness. This is a critical chakra to clean on a regular basis. Now, Rachel and I, we like to use the singing bowl. We use a crystal singing bowl, and we find that the vibration from that is very powerful for the heart chakra. But in the new program that we've developed, you don't need a singing bowl. Matter of fact, this system works as effective, if not more effective, than a singing bowl. The heart chakra is love. It's the chakra of love. So you want that one open. You want that one clean, especially if you're going through relationship issues. This is essential. So, you know, the heart chakra is absolutely important to clear and clean. And again, if you're having any kinds of issues, medical issues, you know, you want to receive advice from your medical professional as well. Let's go up to the throat chakra. One of the things that I notice is that more women have issues with the throat chakra than men. And I think that it's because for years, women have been told to just kind of keep their mouth quiet, not say anything, don't speak their truth. But that is changing. And so as that changes, you know, there are some emotional challenges that go with it. But first, let's talk about some of the physical challenges that can go with a clogged or dirty throat chakra. Sore throat, laryngitis, ear infections, ulcers, facial problems, problems with the neck, shoulder pain, neck pain. These can all be symptoms of a physical imbalance in the throat chakra. So let's talk about some of the emotional or energetic problems. Fear. Feeling like you don't have a power of choice. No willpower. Feeling like you're out of control in your life. So having your chakra balanced in the throat will put you at flow with words and expression and communication. Let's move up to the third eye chakra. This is an important one. They're all important, but this is kind of important because it deals with headaches, blurred vision, sinus issues, eye strain, seizures, hearing loss, hormone functions, but it also deals with intuition too. And if your intuition isn't strong, you can't have that gut level feeling about which direction you should take when it comes to important issues in your life. Again, having this chakra out of balance can affect moodiness, volatility, self-reflection. It takes away your ability to look inward or to have what we call psychic abilities or psychic powers, even if you're not a psychic. We all have certain kind of intuitional abilities. So I think it's really important to have the third eye chakra cleared on a regular basis. And finally, we get to the crown chakra. The crown chakra is located at the top of the head. Emotional imbalances. Well, let's get to the physical ones first. Sensitivity to light in the environment. There's not a lot of physical problems that go with the crown chakra, but the emotional ones are self-knowledge, greater power, imbalance from being too rigid on your thoughts. I have to think like this. And remember, as you know, from studying the law of attraction, changing your beliefs changes your outcome. Clearing your crown chakra will give you a greater spiritual connection to the universe, or quantum connection, if you will. It will remove constant confusion. Some of our prejudices that we have are found in our crown chakra. And we have fear of being alienated from other people. This is another one that we can take on when we clear the crown chakra. So having these seven basic chakras cleared on a regular basis. And what do I mean by a regular basis? I would say the first time you do it three times in the first week. And then after that, reduce it down to maybe twice a week, then once a week, and then maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks, something like that. I'm telling you, if you do this, if you have your chakras cleaned and cleared and rejuvenated, you are going to feel absolutely different and better in 3 days or less. I mean, and can you imagine using it for 90 days? Wow. I mean, you're just going to be like a whole new person. Your energy is going to be flowing in and out of your body. It's going to be flowing in and out of your energy field. You're going to have a deeper, cleaner, crisper connection to the universe and to the field of unlimited potential. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Pay it forward. Do something special for somebody out there. Get out there and make it happen today. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.